Greetings, welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. As we move into the colder season, I often get asked, like, you know, what do you eat when we move into colder weather? I still really like to eat a high percentage of raw food, but one vegetable that is so supreme, I'd like to say, is like hail kale, because kale is a member of the cruciferous family, which actually is now called the Brassicaceae family. It's a relative of broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, collard greens, mustard greens. And kale, they don't call it Russian kale for no reason at all, because it survives very well in the winter season. So this is a vegetable you can even plant this late in the year, even outdoors, because it will survive quite a few snowfalls. Kale and collard greens are very similar, but kale survives the cold climates better, whereas collards are thought of as more like a thriving well in the south. So kale is considered warming. It's got a slightly bitter, pungent flavor, and it's really high in iron, potassium, sulfur, beta carotene, vitamin C, folate, and calcium. One cup of kale or collard greens has more calcium than a cup of milk. And we also know that foods in this family are very beneficial for clearing excess hormones out of the liver. So for those of you who suffer from conditions like premenstrual syndrome or menopausal hot flashes or prostatic inflammation, know that clearing hormones out of the liver can be very helpful. We also know that these families in the Brassicaceae family are wonderful anti-cancer agents, and they lose their anti-cancer compounds when they're cooked. Now, I do know that there's a lot of health professionals that say you should always cook them because they contain goitrogens, which can inhibit thyroid function. But I think that we should try to improve our thyroid function by not drinking fluoridated water, eating less peanut butter, and really using these Brassicaceae vegetables raw, and then just add seaweed as a supplement so that our thyroids are well nourished. So how do you eat kale raw? I just chop it up and add 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and then massage it. Not like a gentle effleurage, but like a real deep kneading petrissage. And it breaks down the cell walls. And if you add an avocado and a tomato, you've got lunch. It's really one of my favorite 5-minute lunches. And maybe you've had kale chips. You can also massage them with the leaves not cut up so fine, with a little olive oil and nutritional yeast and some salt, and then dehydrate them and make kale chips. I hope you'll eat more kale. It's so good for you, and it's not expensive, and you could be growing it this fall. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.